providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments with Rick Bensignor. In the next two segments, we are shifting our focus a bit more into the resource sector with Jayant Bhandari. At least for this segment, I am chatting with Jayant Bhandari, well known to our audience. And for those of you who do not know Jayant, he consults, advises a lot of, well, big money players in the resource sector. We will get into some of the recent stocks that you've been buying, Jayant, but I just want a quick comment. You just traveled to Hong Kong, spent a few days there, and you and I were chatting off mic about the protesters that you were watching. Please share your takeaways from what you saw when you were actually in Hong Kong as protests were going on.
Hi, Corey. I was, Corey, in China for about a week, and then I went to Hong Kong for a few days to attend a conference. This was not a mining-related conference. This was about property market. And I actually decided to skip most of the conference because I found watching protesters in Hong Kong so much more exciting and educational. It's very interesting. If 6 months earlier you had asked me which country I thought was the best country on the planet, I would have mentioned Hong Kong. And probably that stays the same even today. You can very easily stand on the sidewalk and watch protesters and police fighting with each other, protesters creating roadblocks on the road, and there would be anti-protesters removing these bricks at exactly the same time. So all these two or three things happen. You can be spectator. No one bothers you. Girls, young girls, and tourists walk around happily. Shops are open, and restaurants keep doing their business. So this is a very interesting way to protest. These are isolated cases that's happening. And I know CNN has been showing Hong Kong as if Hong Kong is ready to blow up. That is not what's happening. These are isolated protests. But given that Hong Kong is such a concentrated country with people, any minor protest in one part of the city creates chaos all across the island, the two islands of Hong Kong and Kowloon. That said, I still love Hong Kong, and I truly like the way these people are protesting.
So do you think that this could continue to escalate, though? It doesn't seem like there has been much progress in terms of lessening these protests. They seem to continue to grow, and yeah, we get some stories over here, but what do you think? Is this just pushing on the Chinese government even more?
I think this is an unsolvable problem. These are one of those problems which cannot be solved. I don't think that China is interfering in Hong Kong. The problem with Hong Kong is that the government of Hong Kong has become very spineless and rudderless over the last two decades. Britain went away, and China hasn't really interfered much in Hong Kong from what I can see. And I know the public perception is different, but China has been very decent in terms of how it has dealt with Hong Kong. What happened was that Carrie Lam, who is the head of Hong Kong government, has been trying to curry favor with China. She has been groveling. She has been trying to please Chinese government. And that led to many issues that created these protesters. But also remember that this is the first time in the history of humanity, in my view, when what was the third world country in 1990s took over what was among the richest countries on the planet, Hong Kong. So you can imagine that citizens of Hong Kong were not happy with the fact that a third world country was going to rule them. But they did not really bother much because a merger was going to happen 50 years from then. But today, the young people in Hong Kong see that merger, a full merger between Hong Kong and China happening over the next 30 years. And they are starting to feel uneasy about it. So I think there are so many issues there. China cannot let Hong Kong go, because if China lets Hong Kong go or let it become democratic, it will unleash a democratic movement in China. And if they suppress Hong Kong, they will kill the golden egg-laying goose. So it's a very complicated situation. I love Hong Kong, and I'm sure China doesn't want to Hong Kong to go the wrong way, but it's an unsolvable situation right now.
Okay. Well, interesting insights there. And yeah, we get just, I think, kind of one side of the story, but I don't know. My takeaway is it doesn't seem like it's going in the right direction. And even from what you're saying, doesn't seem like there is a solution, an easy solution ahead of them. Let's shift over to some of the stocks that you're following and actually some of the purchases that you are making in terms of junior resource companies. What can you share with us first here, Giant?
So I have been buying a company called Ateco Mining. Ateco Mining is trading at about 24 cents, and that makes it a $26 million company. And they are generating a cash flow of about $10 million per year. And this should continue for about 4 to 5 years based on the resources that they have. And these resources will probably grow because this is an underground system. You only want to find enough resources that keeps you running for the next 2 or 3 years. So this is a good cash generating company, in my view. The jurisdiction that the company operates in are Colombia and Ecuador. And I don't like either of the two jurisdictions. But listen, if I'm generating $10 million cash from a company whose market cap is $26 million, I'm reasonably happy. The one thing that I don't like about the company is that the CEO and the president makes, in my view, a rather high salary, both of them. The CEO makes about $700,000 and the president makes about $500,000. And I find that to be on a rather higher side. But given that, I use that as my cost for now, and I still get at least a 50% upside in owning Ateco Mining.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, those are very high salaries for even a producing company that is making money. But if we look at this, okay, it's generating $10 million a year in cash flow, but you know what? The share price hasn't done much recently. So what do you think will be major drivers for this company? Is it simply a re-rating because of its production portfolio, or do you see this exploration potential here?
Well, I mean, the share price has actually fallen from about 37 cents to 24 cents. And I think part of the reason is that they had a strike in Colombia. And that meant that one quarter or maybe two quarters weren't very good. But that strike is over and the company is back in full production. And it is actually generating about $10 million on annualized basis right now. So I think what actually will happen is that eventually market will start to see this value. And remember, Corey, right now, companies are getting sold off for no good reason. They fall 20% in the morning and they go up for 50% by the evening, by the afternoon that the market closes. So the market is so moody and erratic that good companies have fallen for no good reason. And that is really, in my view, an opportunity to accumulate good companies with value.
Now, what is kind of your time frame with this? Because you are right. Stocks right now are getting sold off. There doesn't seem to be any ambition or motivation for investors to jump ahead of any certain news. I even had a call or a discussion about this earlier in the week on a daily editorial. And when you do come out with news, unless it's spectacular drill results, unfortunately, the stock sometimes gets sold off on the back of those. So what are you thinking? If you're taking positions now, when are you expecting that, let's say, 50% bump?
Oh, I think over the next 1 year, if the company continues to make the positive cash flow of about $10 million annualized, market will see value in it. And my guess is that the share price will move up from 24 cents to 37 cents, which is what my target price is right now. I'm looking for a 50% upside in this company over the next 1 year.
Okay, let's go into another stock, and this stock I actually hold. I was curious to hear why you were starting to buy it. We're talking about Palomina Corp. What do you like about Palomina?
So what I like is that they have been focusing on a very specific area of southern Peru. And this is an area where they have found a lot of rocks with visible gold. There are a lot of informal miners working in that area. And there's a large area, actually, you can see it on Google Map, a large area where artisanal miners have been working. This company has had a first mover advantage in that area. You don't really see or think about much gold mining, gold only mining happening in Peru. And this is what this company has taken an advantage. They have moved into an area where there is a possibility to find gold projects. And I know one company that I have been following, Helio Resources, optioned two projects from them, which meant that Palomina basically made about $1 million from the shares they got from Helio Resources, plus royalty on those two projects. And then I have heard from other companies thinking about joint venturing projects from Palomina. So for this is small generative companies, given that a few companies are looking at their project, means that this company is doing something good. And that's where I see value in this company.
Yeah, you know what? I've had the president and CEO, Andrew Thompson, on this show before. And as I said, I'm a shareholder. I do like how Palomina has positioned themselves in Peru. But let's talk about Peru, because permitting can be pretty slow. We've seen delays from some other companies that I've even had on this show and that I've even held shares in. What do you think about that environment in Peru, though? Does it need to improve significantly from where it is, or do we just need a little bit more progress in terms of actual drilling and company work?
So just to say one more thing on Palomina, Palomina has run out of cash. So any investor should be very careful about buying their stock right now, because you don't want to be chasing their stock if they do financing at a discounted price to what the share price is running at right now. So that is just a warning to investors. Now about Peru, Corey, you are absolutely right. Every single Peruvian company is suffering from problems related with permitting. And the problem is that they have had four or five changes in the governmental changes over the last 5 years in Peru. And that means that it has been very difficult for companies to get the government to take decisions on the projects. And that has been the cause of delay. And I have every single Peruvian company I've talked with is frustrated about this issue, that projects don't get permitted, drilling permits don't come, transfer of projects don't happen. When they want government to sign off on joint venture agreements, it does not happen. So yes, there's a current frustration. I hope it goes away once the government has stabilized. And remember, Corey, Peru is still among the best jurisdictions in Latin America. So we have no other choice but to be patient and let these companies manage this permitting issue.
Okay, but just as clarification, you have been buying some of these shares, right, of Palomina?
I have been buying using a stink bit. So yes, I have accumulated Palomina, but I now can see that, and which something I had ignored, that they are left with only $500,000 in cash, which means that they really don't have much money and they have got to raise money. So I'm being more careful. So I've reduced my bids a bid price for now.
Okay. Well, Giant, we're going to wrap it up there. Always appreciate you sharing some of the stocks that you are buying. You always come up with some ideas that are more or less, I think, off the radar of a lot of investors. But I've seen through your track record that you've been able to find some good value out there, even when the stock or even when the sector was more or less depressed. Well, more depressed than it is now. Giant, great chatting with you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much, Corey.